16 reasons. 1. Marriage laws dictate sharing of privileges and pains, gains and losses. For instance, the advantage of a husband's name. 2. You need to be divorced from God to be engaged in a gay adventure. 3. Marriage is a servant of God. Marriage, like other servants of God, speaks some things for him. Homosexuality really doesn't speak anything for God. 4. Marriage is a picture. It reflects something. It's a replica of something. It's a sample. Homosexuality has no semblance in liturgy. 5. All reasons for homosexuality are redemptive, that is, can be delivered from. 6. The physical engagement of homosexuality is an obscenity and an abuse of the other systems of God. 7. Homosexuality trades on human failures. It starts where we've given up. It's a celebration of our weakness. 8. The God concept of marriage is a concept of grace when we learn the art of unconditional sharing. 9. Homosexuality is a surrender, the act and the concept. The act itself and the concept it stands for. Homosexuality is a surrender to the human sinful nature. 10. Homosexuality is a grandchild of a previous offense to God, or offense against God. 11. Sin has to be committed. Homosexuality is more than a sin. It creates a world. Homosexuality is a verb. It is a doing word. 12. Homosexuality reverts to the ageless era of redefinitions and re-questioning of God and what God said. Did God really say? 13. Marriage is a servant, and all servants of God bears a sword. They do not bear a sword for nothing. 14. Homophobia is not a sin. Homosexuality is, according to God's law. 15. Marriage is for the dead. Marriage is for the helpless. Homosexuality is for those who are alive, those who refuse to die to themselves. 16. Marriage is a real state of the existence of God. It's a real test of the existence of God. As you are asked to love someone unconditionally for the rest of your life without complaining. Marriage is not a human idea, because we live and act based on this fact. Marriage is a guess. Marriage is by faith. Amen.